That was Booker T on KUTX. It happens to be his birthday today, Booker T and the MGs. And Booker T, born in 1944 in Memphis, Tennessee, just a year to the day before Neil Young, and they've actually collaborated over time. I'm Jeff McCord. This is KUTX 98.9, and we are live in Studio 1A. And man, we've got a good-looking band here today. Please welcome Mariachi El Bronx.
They couldn't hold anything in at all. I see your face in iron wall, and I keep crawling on back to you. Long asleep, will you wait for me? A little world, promise me one day I'm free. Everyone's dragging their feet on the ground. Your kind of faith could save a soul. It keeps me crying all night to you. Honestly, will you wait for me? A little world, promise me one day I'll be free.
Great. Mariachi El Bronx live on KUTX here in Studio 1A. Matt, welcome.
Hey, thanks. We're super stoked to be here.
A large band here with you. Would you introduce everyone?
Yeah. We got Rebecca Schlopik over here on violin. Myself, Matt Cawthron. We got Joby Ford on the vuela, Vincent Hidalgo on the guitarrón. The wonderful, the magical Ken Horn on Hirana. Jormovic on the percussion. And the gruesome twosome, Brad Majors, Keith Douglas on the horns.
Everyone dressed to the nines. I encourage you to go to our website, kutx.org, in a few days and check out the video you're going to see of these guys, because not many people dress up for the radio, but you know, you guys
it's
look
dedication.
Great.
It's
you
dedication.
You look and sound great. It is.
Hey, thank
it
you.
Is dedication. Now, you're at the Sidewinder tonight, as you were last night,
in yeah,
your alter ego.
Of us are feeling a little rough.
Yeah.
Because we kind of went for it last time. We have a punk band called The Bronx, and they played last night at the Sidewinder, which is myself, Joby, Ken, Brad, and Jorma.
Okay.
So, yeah, we played last night, and we play as Mariachi tonight. So we got a lot of friends in Austin. Obviously, it's a great town for music, so it's always a blast whenever we come here.
Is it frequently that you tour with both bands, or
no? I mean, we've done it in the past. We did a full U.S. tour with El Bronx opening up for Bronx, And we took that into Europe and everything, and it was amazing, but it was exhausting, you know, because it's twice the work, it's twice the sound check, it's twice the gear, it's that stuff, you know. The behind-the-scenes stuff is a little grueling, but now we kind of just try to do it, you know, special circumstances and cities that, you know, we love and stuff like that, so.
Now, the Bronx came first. The
Bronx came first, yeah. Bronx was in 2003.
But I don't think it's really fair to call this a side project, because there's obviously a huge amount of dedication that goes into this and recording. You're on your third album now. But where did this idea come from?
I was just kind of, you know, it was an idea that we'd kind of reached a spot in the Bronx where we were getting some cool opportunities to do stuff. But they wanted to do like some stripped down stuff, some acoustic stuff, you know, and it wasn't really anything that we were too interested in. But we didn't want to pass on the opportunities, you know, and so it was Joby's idea to take one of our songs and kind of refigure it and use different instrumentation and kind of put a mariachi feel to it, and it just kind of opened up a wormhole, and here we are.
Was mariachi music an interest of you guys beforehand, or did it just kind of
not immensely, you know, yeah, but it was just something that's, you know, it's everywhere in Los Angeles, and we had an awesome car wash that was right outside of our rehearsal spot when the Bronx was starting, and it was just kind of subliminally something that, you know, got into our bloodstream.
Really interesting. The new album is called Three, Mariachi El Bronx, and you seem dedicated to the format, but you also seem intent on pushing it a little further. When you listen to your records, there's a lot of social commentary in there, and a lot of things you don't find in typical mariachi music. So
it's with both bands. I mean, with everything we do, we kind of try not to, you know, to fight so hard to get to a place, and then, you know, and then rest. It's like while we're here, while we're in this moment, while we have the opportunity to create music, we want to try to push ourselves, you know, as much as we can.
Well, thank you for coming here today and dressing up so nicely and playing for us. We'd love to hear another song from you.
Absolutely. This
Mariachi
one's called My Brother the Gun.
Mariachi El Bronx on KUTX.
But if they only knew the places we've been to, into the desert night of rain, my brother by my side, mi hermano la pistola, but tomorrow we'll be gone, mi hermano la pistola, but tomorrow we'll be gone. We left our families for dead. The kids still sleeping in their beds. The sea is swearing as it grew. The wind confessing as it blew. The places we've been to, into the desert night of rain, my brother by my side, mi hermano la pistola, but tomorrow we'll be gone, mi hermano la pistola, but tomorrow. Thank you.
gone. Great stuff. Mariachi El Bronx live on the radio here at KUTX 98.9. You can catch them at the Sidewinder tonight. Now, your new album is in stores?
Yeah, it's in stores. It's everywhere.
Okay. Online, digitally, yep. I assume. And that track called My Brother the Gun, is that correct?
Yeah.
I stepped on your introduction a little
bit. Oh, no, yeah, My Brother the Gun.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm a little nervous on live radio.
Yeah. Both these songs on the new album, I assume.
Right? No, those are actually some old ones.
Oh.
Yeah, we dusted off some oldies to do some something different today.
All right. Well, thank you for coming and playing this music for us. It was just terrific. I'm Jeff McCord. This is KUTX 98.9, our engineer this afternoon. It's been Cliff Hargrove.